Oh, hilarious. Don Geronimo, outrageous. Don Geronimo, unbelievable. Don Geronimo, crazy. Don Geronimo, one sick puppy. Don Geronimo, a bad boy again.
My wife lays in the room every night and goes, go, Geronimo, go! Last night I was Cochise, that was murder. Had to stand on top of the sink in the nude, you hear? In the nude, and she was in the living room with a bell on her tuchus. And she was going, wagon train, coming through the pads! And I had to ring the bell. Folks, you had to be there to understand it. The two guys from Boston went, well, what does it mean, Harvey? Ring the bell.
Yeah, 1, 2, DJ's on the radio. That's what I said. Now listen to the Don and Mike show. And I just made now Buzzcast, Billy and Lucia. They're way up there. Got to give a microphone to Frida, cause she's in Don's head. Tune in to the Spooch Love Network. That's what I said. Now airtime for two undisciplined jerks, but that's okay now. Don and Mike, they're not fat white Catholic and sick about it. Get home fast thanks to Sherry's traffic, and you can't doubt that. I love Mike and Donnie G, talking to the sticks from sea to shining sea. They're syndicated from old to sea. Good enough to make me laugh until I pee. Good enough to make me laugh until I pee. So if you're driving down the highway, it's Don and Mike now. And if you say you still miss Conway, it's Don and Mike now. And if you like your ham and eggs brown, it's Don and Mike now. And if you like them fried upside down, it's Don and Mike now. And if you're driving down the highway, it's Don and Mike now. And if you say you still miss Conway, it's Don and Mike now. And if you like your ham and eggs brown, it's Don and Mike now. And if you like them fried upside down, it's Don and Mike now. Silence in movie criticism, it's Don and Mike now. Grace is into hedonism, it's Don and Mike now. Transvestite messages by Robbie, it's Don and Mike now. Best 4 hours of my day, it's Don and Mike now. If you've got 6 menu choices, it's Don and Mike now. 2 big smart asses with voices, it's Don and Mike now. Laugh as soon as you tune in, it's Don and Mike now. Let the big old cartoon begin, it's Don and Mike now.
What makes you all so sure Godzilla is dead?
This week I painted a picture for him that is fiction. We don't want to live a nightmare and become reality, that a team like this can win. Even Iowa State played my rear end off several times and had to come from behind to win. With the talent they got, they ought to be in the playoffs. The way they play, why aren't they? Why hadn't they won a game? They got a hell of a football team. They got good players. But anyway, we spot them 14, didn't play the first quarter. Then we play 3 quarters and have to dig out of a hole and come back and win the thing.
Do the letters F-O mean anything to you?
We're late, are we?
It's only 1 o'clock.
That's what time we're supposed to be there. You know, it's my mistake. If I say lunch is at 1, then I figure if I get here at 12:40, we'll get there in plenty of time, which is fine. But what I don't count on is the 20 minutes of abstract busyness that goes on after I get here.
I'm doing 30-minute lips. Besides, they can wait. It's not going to kill them.
You know what I can't figure out is that you look ready. I mean, you look so ready that I get ready, and I get up, and I stand by the door, and I get out my keys, and after I stand there about 10 minutes, I realize you weren't ready at all, so I sit back down. Then I get another feeling that you're ready, and I get up, and I straighten my clothes, and then I realize you just gave off an illusion of being ready that I interpreted as not being an illusion. I'll be in the car.
That's a good speech.
This is Burl O'Neill.
Oh, very good, sir. And can I ask one more silly question?
Yes?
Would you be willing to sing a bar or two of Holly Jolly Christmas?
No.
put up with a lot of bull around here because I thought it was dying. That's when you started taking over. Your loud voice and your old busybody butting in here, there, and everywhere. Sashaying around here, making a big noise like a boss. Well, I'm the only boss around here. I ain't gonna die. Ain't nothing wrong with me but a spastic calling. Made spastic, I reckon, all the lies and liars I've had to put up with around here. And all the hypocrisy I've had to live with these 40 years that I've lived with you.
Help you, boy?
You got any white bread?
Yes.
I'll have some toasted white bread, please.
You want butter or jam on that toast, honey?
No, ma'am. Dry. County fried chicken?
Best damn chicken in the state.
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
You want chicken wings or chicken legs?
4 fried chickens and a Coke. And some dry white toast, please.
You all want anything to drink with that?
No, ma'am. A Coke.
Be up in a minute.
Excellent round, sir.
Excellent round. Thank top you. Notch, top notch.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Say,
yes. I'm having a little party at the yacht club this Sunday. I'm christening my new sloop. What are you doing this Sunday?
No plans?
Wait, how'd you like to mow my lawn?
Huh?
I figure a college-bound fellow could use a few extra dollars, huh? And when you're finished, why don't you drop by the yacht club?
Thank you, sir. All right.
I can make you all go away anytime I want to.
Hi, this is Harv Moore, the boy next door, the Morning Mayor, and I never listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Little Clydebeck Bandit Chatter with the boy next door, Harv Moore, WPGC number 1704 in the morning, a Tuesday grab of records here. 8 days into July already, you know. You know, we were talking about the Senators won last night, beat the Indians, right, by a score of 7-2. Frank Howard got 2 home runs. Mike Epstein got 1. Little Jim French got a triple, a double, and one of the fans jumped out on the field last night and kissed Jim French right on the field. That's right, it was in the paper this morning. Was I embarrassed when I found out it was Spike that did it?
I'm going to break your neck, you little brat.
Tequila! Hey, I got dust all over me digging that one out for you this morning. How am I to remember that one by the Champs? Way, way back in the Hall of Fame. So this is the Brad Harv Moore. Hey, I'm a liking that record. You like that one, Prano? That's a good record. Now, Fifth Dimension, you're wondering whatever happened to Neil Sedaka. He wrote that song there. The Fifth Dimension singing it for you. 7:15, WPGC Chime Time with the Brad Harv Moore.
That helps me to swing into action each morning. After I get out of the shower, I give myself a mini massage with aloe lotion. By doing this massage every day, I am literally staying in touch with my body. I can't help but be aware of whether or not I'm in shape. Once you've really examined your body, you have faced the moment of truth. Of course, we're all the product of our genetic heritage and certain things we cannot alter. But I do think that self-acceptance is vital. Give yourself a break. There's something to like in everybody.
Ken Stevens, you cheap SOB. Give Don and Mike their bonus today. 9 years of great ratings deserve some rebatings. The truth is you're just too much of a skinflint to pay. You spend all your money on gas for your Beamer and a thimble collection, they say. Hey, Stevens, you tightwad, give up that green wall to the big boys at JFK.
Hey, Ken Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
We'll be right back.
WJFK Washington.
Running like on WJFK Baltimore.
I remember JFK's Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Chad. I'm a first-time caller.
Yes, Chad.
I've been listening to your show for about a month, and a couple days ago I heard that Sherry Liquor was... Hi, Sherry. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I heard that Sherry Liquor was married to John Pop.
Yes, that's true. Her real name is Sherry Pop.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about it on the way home, and it popped into my head. Sherry Liquor Pop. It kind of sounds like a dirty movie.
Oh.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does. I might use that.
And has that kept you in a state of total excitement from that point on?
Oh, I can't look at my wife anymore. He's been thinking about it.
He's been aroused for the last 2 days.
Gee, Sherry Liquor Pop.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. You don't want to know what's in the chewy center of that.
But John knows.
Oh, yeah. And he'll see you there.
The Don and Mike Show. You need it. Afternoons on WJFK.
Hiya there, fellas, and hiya there, gals. Here's one of your real DJ pals. He's the guy who spins your favorite platter. The guy who makes with a clever pattern. Let's give the boy a hand on your make-believe bandstand.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
H squared. Howdy, hi, you can relax. We are here.
As the ratings go up, up, up.
And glad to be back.
Competition goes down, down, down.
Because you're totally beautiful.
Don and Mike's syndication has spread through the nation. Their show's the most.
Totally.
From coast to coast.
Totally beautiful. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, two totally beautiful men. And the usual gang of idiots. They're all beautiful, too. Good guy time, chime time. Your totally, totally beautiful time, 2:39. And we are here to protect and serve.
Don and Mike are the ones who will best entertain you. Great radio pair, best on the air.
Totally, totally beautiful.
I'm Don, he's Mike. And thank you so much for listening to our festive Lil Pre-Show on 106.7 FM Washington, WJFK 1300 AM Baltimore. Same festive moniker, WJFK. 20 minutes from now, 39 other radio stations across America will join us. I'm so glad we have this time together.
Totally, totally beautiful.
Apologize for the lack of a program yesterday. It could not be avoided. Glad to be back. Here is radio's Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Welcome back.
Great to see you. Great to be here. Thank you so much for listening. Mm-hmm. Big show today. We got a lot of stuff to cram in. We didn't have a show yesterday.
Yes.
The number one on the list, Cy Sterling.
Sperling. Is it Sterling or Sperling?
Well, hold on. Let me
Sperling,
see.
I got
Sperling.
Right?
Press release. Right here. You're right. Cy Sperling.
Mm-hmm.
He's the, the hair club for men guy.
Yeah, he's going to be here.
I don't know why we booked him. But we
don't realize it. Sometimes we book people and we ask that question the day that they're supposed to be here.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
But to help us along, the publicists have sent us 20 guaranteed questions to ask Cy Sperling.
Fun facts about Cy.
For instance, Cy can think of a funny name for anyone in the first few seconds he meets them. Wow. So we're going to bring Robbie and some of the other people in to see if he can give them all nicknames.
That's wonderful.
A couple of things here, real briefly, and then we'll get right to Buzz, because I know there's lots of breaking news. The Don and Mike Bowl 3 happens on June 17th this year. Prince William County Stadium in beautiful Woodbridge, Virginia, home of the Prince William Cannons.
All right.
And here are the tentative dates. Well, these are firm dates, I guess. These are firm, hard dates.
All right.
For our T-shirt signings. Thursday, May 25th, we will be at Studebaker's in Rockville, Maryland.
All right.
That's Thursday, May 25th. Hold on to your seats. Thursday, June 1st, Bohagers in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy. I remember Bohagers.
Bohagers, a magical place.
And speaking of magic, I know that Ken Beatrice has often talked about Whitey's in Arlington, Virginia.
Ah, Whitey's.
That will be the location Tuesday, June 13th.
Wonderful.
Those are the dates that we have as of this moment. We haven't got lots of calls about this. It'll be Thursday, May 25th, Studebaker's in Rockville. Thursday, June 1st, we'll be at Bohagers in Baltimore. And then Thursday, the 13th, we will be at Whitey's in Arlington.
Whitey's in Arlington. Not to be confused with Will Streeter's Arby's restaurants, where he treats his employees with a respect and a dignity that they pass on to you, Don.
And, you know, speaking of Ken Beatrice, I want you to know something. when I do become involved with the Redskins on their broadcast this fall, as I shall on WJFK, I think you will notice a slight change in my demeanor and the way that I the way that I react to people. For instance, I'm going to start wearing that trench coat to work every day.
Good for you.
Good idea.
And our show starts at 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Right.
That means I will be in the office at 8 o'clock in the morning, ready to take your calls.
And also, you'll be staying late. You'll be in your office from roughly, what, 8 a.m. until 1 in the morning?
Here's my plan. Anybody that can't get through on the air, you stay on hold, and I'll take the call after the show.
Wonderful. And you hate the preemptions. You get so aggravated.
Welcome to the world's shortest edition of Redskins football.
Now we're going to go to ESPN. They don't have anything new. This is nothing, but occasionally they come up with something, and we'll be right. No, you're not listening to ABC News. You're listening to Sports Call.
Let me ask you a question. Have you listened to the show? Did you hear last week when we had Torgy Torgerson on?
I want to say thank you by giving tickets to the men's gymnastic final at George Mason University. All the callers to Sports Call tonight will get tickets to the men's gymnastic final just because I want to say thank you. Thank you for being, as
you're
I
like,
tell you,
you're like family.
You're like family to me. You really are.
And a million more. We got to get some more. I know there are a million canisms.
What's his office number? Somebody bring me his office number. We could call him right now, and I bet I could get some from him.
Sure.
Just to bone up before Redskins season starts.
Absolutely. This is the time of year. This is the time of year that he gets so excited and it's a wonderful time of year.
And incidentally, if you care about the Redskins, and you should, you know, there will be a WJFK draft show on this Sunday.
Right.
A show that I will not be involved in, mainly because the Redskins are still pulling the shorts out of their pants after hearing that I'll be involved in the games.
They're just having conniption fits. It's wonderful.
So it'll be that guy that we had do the Don and Mike Bowl last year.
Larry Michael.
Yes. Very, very experienced, well-known sportscaster.
And also Jim Lachey, our friend number 79 with the Washington Redskins. Thank you, Diana. Oh, and listen, I've got something for Jimmy the intern. We got a letter here from Richard Miller, DDS, in Alexandria, Virginia. Dear Don and Mike, hi. Enclosed is a book on bad breath for your coworker with DB death breath.
Hi.
Our office specializes in bad breath. Please tell him to give us a call.
Wonderful.
And this comes from Karen, and she sent a copy of a book by Dr. Miller, Beating Bad Breath.
Yeah.
Your complete guide to preventing and eliminating halitosis.
That's wonderful.
So we'll pass that on to him, and thank you. And as you see, also enclosed, you have some gauze and some dental floss.
That's right. I also want to say hello to a very famous person that I met today at the Washington Golf Centers. This is a famous, well, he's close to a famous person. I'd like to say hi to Gene Chung. Gene Chung was the, you don't know Gene Chung?
I know Connie.
He's the nephew of Jun Ri. He proudly informed me that. I wanted to say hi to him. Hi, Gene. Gene's at Washington Golf Centers.
Nobody bought a me.
Didn't we have Jun Ri on the show one time?
Sure we did. He tried to get us to break boards, as I recall. He told us it was all mental. Almost broke my hand on the stupid thing.
You know, this guy was young enough. Maybe he was actually that kid in the commercial. It's an old commercial. The kid that goes,
oh, the one, nobody bought a me.
Nobody bought a me.
Oh, and about, well, as long as you're doing the shameless plugs, I'll get one more in for the Glenn Brenner race, which is Sunday. This Sunday, 2 o'clock, right down there at Channel 9, with all proceeds going to the Glenn Brenner Foundation. It's a 5K run. So come on and watch me fit into those very tight bicycle shorts. And if you'd like to enter the race, 5K, that's about 3.2 miles, and a great course, a really great course. You start on Wisconsin Avenue, and you cut around to Massachusetts Avenue. You come up a huge hill on Nebraska Avenue. Then you make the turn around Tennelly Circle. Oh, and they close off the streets. It's fantastic. Phone number is 202-895-5990.
All right, ya.
Now, all of that having been said, there was one more thing. Where's Charles Broyhill at?
CB?
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 Oh, I got to call Ken Beatrice. Then we'll get right to Buzz with New. Where's Broyhill at?
Charlie went to get his lunch.
All right, then we'll chat with him later. We have a question for him.
And when he goes to get his lunch, he takes a pickup truck. That's how much food he ingests during one broadcast.
He will be eating for the next 4 hours. Buzz, do you have a lot? Do I have time to call Ken Beatrice here, or is there a lot
you've
of
got time
stuff?
To call? I think. Well, there is a lot, but
you know, and I know you're going to be talking about the thing in Oklahoma City.
Sure.
And I am so pissed off at the TV stations.
Really? Why?
I am tired of. I guess the networks actually. I'm tired. I'm watching the TV this morning. It's 11 o'clock, and they're breaking in for the press conference. Mm-hmm. And I go around, and each of them has got the graphics, and why do we have to give it a title? Why did it have to be
I agree.
On the top it says NBC News, and on the bottom it says Terror. in the heartland.
You know what they need to do? They need to come on Special Report.
Yeah,
period.
That's all you need.
None
right
of the
there.
Crap. None of the stuff where they're making hay and trying to
right.
hype the death and destruction. I think that stinks.
We don't have Ken Beatrice's
number. WMAL 107.3.
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike. We're doing our radio show now. Is Ken Beatrice there?
One moment. I'll transfer you.
Thank you. I thought we had his office number. Why don't you just get the main number?
Well, I think you have to be a sports call listener to get that office number. But I'm not sure. Thank you, Don.
He'll be there.
By now.
He'll be there. Show is not for 4 hours. He'll be there, though, in his trench coat.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, hello.
He's been there since 1.
Well, now I'm concerned. Sounds like we might be going to voicemail.
The only thing is, if he's having his once-a-month milkshake.
Hi, this is Ken Beatrice. Can't come to the phone right at this moment, but if you would please leave your name, general topic you want to talk about, and give me a day and evening number, I promise you I'll get back to you, and thanks so much for calling.
Recording.
That's what I'm going to turn into. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Ken. It's Don and Mike. It's good to hear your voice again.
Ken, listen. Don Geronimo here. I'll be involved in the Redskins games this fall on WJFK. And I was wondering if you could give me some pointers. Some tips, as it were.
Me, Ken? I simply want a hey there. That's all. Just a hello and perhaps a handshake.
Because, Ken, I've listened to the program, and I hear the way that you work in the mentions for the fans having listened for all of the years and how they're not, you know, they're not just listeners. They're like family, and you lay that on real good. I need to do that also. So if you could help me, I'd appreciate it. Ken, I know you'll be there in the office. You can call me in the office on Monday. Our show starts at 2:30. You can reach me at 2:20.
Someone call the presses.
They'll call you back.
What did I say? Call the presses. Somebody call the presses.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
You didn't leave an evening phone number.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
2:49 on WJFK FM at AM. Now we'll get news, I guess, not only about the Oklahoma City stuff.
Right.
But also the stupid OJ trial.
Oh, boy.
Which is starting to careen out of control.
Yes, yes. And maybe too late.
I've got plenty of thoughts on both subjects. I'll share them with you in a moment. Here's Buzz Burbank. Then we'll start the program. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Well, first this. One man has been arrested in connection with the terrible bombing in Oklahoma City. That's been confirmed by a federal law enforcement source. The man was picked up in Perry, Oklahoma, about 60 miles north of Oklahoma City. No word on the suspect's identity or his motive, but Attorney General Janet Reno will meet with reporters in just a few minutes. We don't know if there's a connection, but the manager of a Texaco convenience mart in Junction City, Kansas, says she recognizes the men in the composite sketches released yesterday evening by the FBI. She says they'd come in often over the past 3 or 4 months, but that she hasn't seen them since the explosion. She's one of a number of residents of Junction City who report seeing the man. Junction City's about 2 hours north of Wichita. Apparently, the man rented a Ryder truck in Junction City that was used to carry the thousands of pounds of explosives that demolished the federal building in Oklahoma City. 57 people are now confirmed dead in that bombing. In other breaking news at this hour, what if they gave a trial and the jury refused to show up? That's basically what happened in the O.J. Simpson trial this morning. At first, the jurors told sheriff's deputies they were refusing to report for duty today to protest the reassignment of deputies originally assigned to protect and watch over them. But 13 members of the jury also demanded to meet with Judge Ito, and to do that, they were told they'd have to report to the courthouse. So they did, under protest, 9 of them dressed in black. After meeting with the jurors, Judge Ito announced that today's testimony in the murder trial would be postponed indefinitely. The lawyers on both sides came out of the courtroom very grim-faced, and trial watchers are talking mistrial. Also today, 4 workers are missing after an explosion at a New Jersey chemical factory. Hundreds were forced to evacuate before the fire was brought under control. At least 8 workers are hurt. The Virginia Supreme Court has denied a lesbian custody of her son. Sharon Bottoms lost custody of the boy 2 years ago. A lower court called her an unfit mother because she and her live-in lover engaged in oral sex, which is a felony in Virginia. The judge gave custody of the boy to the boy's grandmother. A state appeals court reversed the lower court ruling last summer, saying that private sexual conduct, even if illegal, is not grounds for losing custody. Today's state Supreme Court ruling obviously overturns that ruling. If you speak unkindly about vegetables grown in Arizona, it could go on your permanent record. Arizona Governor Fife Symington has just signed what's come to be known as the Vegetable Hate Crimes Bill. Under that law, farmers and produce shippers can sue a person who maliciously spreads lies about farm products grown in Arizona.
Yep.
And if you're really feeling frisky, there are similar laws on the books in Florida, Louisiana, Idaho, and Georgia.
What's up, guys?
When a boy finds money, suddenly the politicians are all over him. That story in sports, next. This Buzzcast brought to you by Guardian Protection Services. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show on WJFK. Now, with a first look at traffic, here's Sherry Licker.
Thank you, Buzz. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK. Sure.
One thing.
Do you know what you are, Nelson?
A lemming, sir? Oh, I'm sorry. That's not what I wanted to say to you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, here it is.
Totally, totally beautiful.
There you go.
Thank you, Telly.
In sports, the Skins need more players than just one NFL draft can accommodate, so they'll have to make the most of their choices this weekend. The team's first pick tomorrow is the fourth overall in the first round. Redskins general manager Charlie Casserly says the team will use its first selection to pick up a pass-rushing defensive lineman or a ball-handling player rather than a quarterback. The Caps host the Hartford Whalers tonight. The Caps have lost five of their last six games and have just seven games left in the regular season. The Bullets play the New Jersey Nets at the Meadowlands tonight. The Bullets have just two games left in their regular season. And if they lose tonight, this will be their worst season since moving to Washington since 1973.
Yeah. Abrific.
Finally, 14-year-old Brian Slonacker of southeastern Iowa found a wallet. It had so many $20 and $50 bills in it, he couldn't even fold it shut. His friends told him to keep the wallet, but Brian didn't bow to peer pressure. He turned the wallet into police. There was no cash reward, but the local congressman heard about Brian's good deed and gave the boy a free trip to Washington, where Brian toured the Capitol and met the president. His impressions? He says he was surprised that the White House was bigger than he expected. He was also surprised about the president. Quoting Brian, he just seemed more smarter than you see him on TV. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't want to leave you out, Buzz. You are also
totally, totally beautiful.
You too.
You're a very handsome man. We'll be right back on WJFK FM at AM.
If you...
Totally, totally beautiful.
Let's go now. We don't want to keep our friends from the network waiting.
We don't?
No, we don't.
Well, I do. I'm going to keep them waiting.
No, you're going to be a good boy.
It's 3 o'clock from 106.7 WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C. 1300 AM WJFK Baltimore. The Don and Mike Show now links up to our powerful Megaton satellite to broadcast to the entire country. This is the Don and Mike National Radio Show.
Let me elucidate here.
The Don and Mike Show is copyright 1995 Infinity Broadcasting. No portion of this program may be reproduced without the express written consent of the copyright owners. All rights reserved. A presentation of Westwood One Entertainment. Produced by WJFK, Washington, D.C.
Why don't you run outside and jerk yourself a soda?
Ain't they jerks? I listen to them on my way home from work. Don and Mike on WJFK, hey, they jerks.
You know, when I was a kid, born on the streets of New York, 25th Street and 1st Avenue, it was a sound that used to come from out west, they say. And out west to us was, well, if you really want to know, New Jersey was a foreign country. So out west was inconceivable. But there was a sound that wasn't. It was haunting and melodic and sad. And I've always loved it. They called it country and western music then. It has not only enveloped our country, but it's known now all over the world. They still call it country and western music, and I still call it totally, totally beautiful.
Don and Mike, quick ass.
Totally, totally beautiful.
Don and Mike, quick ass.
Totally, totally beautiful.
Beautiful.
Don and Mike, quick ass. Totally, totally beautiful.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame. Most unusual novelty act.
A wop bopalooba. A wop bam boom.
Saw all the animals in the neighborhood running in circles. I guess that means your mother will be arriving soon.
You'll report to the stable tonight and every night at 1900 hours. And without that pledge pin! Do you understand?
You want to put it in my mouth?
What is it, the memo? The ideas contained in that memo are not my ideas, Hank. I do not happen to think we need a younger sidekick.
Thank you.
What is that?
What do you mean, this?
Yeah.
You mean the earring?
The earring.
Well, I've had this. I've had this for, oh, golly, some time now.
If you've gotten an earring to make yourself look younger.
Oh, no.
Oh. What have you done to your nipples?
Oh,
hey,
no.
Let me see. No. Come on, let me see. Sit down. Oh, sit down. Sit down. Hank.
What's wrong?
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Hank, what? Look that way. Look that way. Look up. Right. Look down. Right. Does that loosen you up? How does that feel?
Good.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Does this hurt?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Where'd you get this done, Hank?
Well,
you know, was it in a sterile environment? Look that way. Boy, very swollen and reddish, Hank.
Really?
And the left ear is the gay ear, by the way. Do you know that?
It is.
Uh-huh. And when you wear it low on the lobe like that, Hank, it means you're catching, not pitching. You know, I had a friend who was allergic to base metal, got a really bad infection, lost about 90% of his hearing. Oh, Hank, that looks very pussy. What kind of metal did they use, do you know?
I gotta go.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine. Hank,
yeah.
I like it. Hank, keep it.
Yeah, keep it.
Yeah.
Right.
Boy, oh boy. Don't hide it.
Yeah.
Be proud, catching, not pitching.
Could I just have this alternative marked, and I'd just like to make this record, Your Honor?
No.
It won't take very long. It'll take a few minutes. Your Honor, I think that I
Mr.
was...
Mr. Sheck, I'm going to tell you for the fourth time, no. Sit down.
Superito. I'm doing these naked, by the way, just so you'll know. Completely buck naked. That is right. Is there really any other way to cut sweepers? I mean, when you get right down to it. Whoa, boy. When the f*** am I reading this, man? I really think I've got a problem, John. In all seriousness. It's a form of dyslexia. It's called stupidity. Here we go. You can call John Pop toll-free, 1-800-I'M-A-HOMO. 1-800-I-AM-A-HOMO. That's right.
Hi there, it's John Pop.
Totally, totally beautiful.
Now, the next thing in self-defense is muscle control. When you brace yourself for that first punch, you make yourself hard all over, and nothing can hurt you. Let me show you. You hit me right there. Just as hard as you can. Well, I won't make a dent.
Go ahead, Ope. It's okay.
Come on, Ope. Come on. See, I'm braced. See? Hey, you can't hurt me. Come on. All you got. Come on.
Alone, Barbara. If you need anything, ask Carol Ann. It's wonderful.
It is wonderful!
Why should I? Why should I be happy about being a grandmother?
I think the criteria is always to figure out of what is in, what kind of a picture will sell well out there, what kind of a picture is it that the public all over the world is interested in, also the women, because it's very important that when you do those films, you don't just have an action picture. The most important thing, especially for women audiences, is that you have, that there's a sensitivity there, that you have an interesting plot, that there's suspense and all those good twists, not just crazy shootouts. I love real intimate scenes, I love dialogue scenes and stuff like that.
You know something? After watching them allow to shake it, I can absolutely understand why Brazil is totally devoted to my favorite body part, the ass.
Good evening, I'm Jack Barry.
Good evening,
I'm Jack Barry.
Good evening,
I'm Jack Barry.
Homer, I really don't like you telling personal secrets in your class.
Marge, I didn't tell him personal stuff.
Today at the Cooking Mart, everybody knew I dyed my hair.
Oh, you mean about you? All right, maybe I said some things, some personal things. But you should have seen him, Marge. He really wanted to hear what I had to say.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. But I think you can be a good teacher and still respect our privacy.
Look, Marge, you don't know what it's like. I'm the one out there every day putting his ass on the line. And I'm not out of order. You're out of order. The whole freaking system is out of order. You want the truth? You want the truth? You can't handle the truth! Because when you reach over and put your hand into a pile of goo, that was your best friend's face. You'll know what to do. Forget it, Marge. It's Chinatown.
Homer, don't ever tell them personal stuff about me again.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going steady. And I French kiss.
So everybody does that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
You are the best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike, my brother.
All right, here he is, Mr. Weekend, Mr. Crazy. Mr. Lampshade on the head. Here's Buzz Burbank. Settle down, Buzz.
The following program contains adult language and scenes with partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Ooh, slow down.
Live from the male pattern room inside the follicle center in scenic, beautiful, and really toothless Fairfax, Virginia. It's the Don and Mike Show. Starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank, Diana Seelman, Sherry Licker, C.L. Broyhill, along with Bobo Spiewak and the Don and Mike family of tofu-eating dropouts from society with extra creamery butter.
That's homemade butter, Mike.
Churn it. Today, all the loose ends from this week, including an in-studio visit from Cy Sperling.
No hair club for men.
Yes, the president and also a client. Underwear of the rich and famous. The Wheezy Jefferson 1-900 Psychic Line.
Totally beautiful.
The I Love You drive-through window game. A continuing review of our drop-ins from A to Z. Phone booth fun across America. Low-budget chat. Along with the Don and Mike disease of the day.
You know, Buzz is over there already well on his way to a partying weekend. The rest of us, it begins in a few hours. 48 hours of nonstop partying. Communist party till you puke. Tell your boss to shove it and lay it on me, Big Daddy.
Today, an old favorite, gonorrhea.
Totally, totally beautiful.
But enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. And without further ado, let the big old fat old cartoon begin.
So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the jocks. Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we need? Turn up the sound on the record machine. Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks.
Stand up, Sherry.
Here comes the band with the music and jokes.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Totally.
Top 10 and the bottom 50. You know his face. It's oh so nifty. So let's start to swing.
Swing.
And let's start to sway.
Sway.
Here comes the guy with some records to play.
And thank you from the heart of my bottom for listening to this frequency wherever you are. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Slow down, you. And hello, trusted friends, loyal friends. HH. Howdy, hi, it's me, your leader, Donald P. Geronimo.
And an excessively pleasant hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're not fat.
We're white.
Yes, and I'm almost an Episcopalian.
What do we say?
You're still a Catholic.
What do we say? Well, I'm not.
Well, all right, you're a man with no religion, and we are sick about it.
I'm losing my religion.
Look, it's him. It's him there on the corner, in the spotlight, losing his religion. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, look at that. Sorry about yesterday. We played tapes yesterday. A situation could not be avoided. Glad to be back with you live here today. I'll start this program as we do every show. Let me thank you, a B.O.B., a big old buttload, for listening today. Heck, golly gee whiz, every day on all the fine stations, all the fine cities. That list kept in pristine condition by this baby right here, the PV-119.
Yeah.
Big weekend for you, my three-ring binder of love. There he is to my left and to your right, radio's Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And there is
Sherry Licker. Sherry, who, of course, is...
Totally, totally beautiful.
The beauty of Sherry. Hello, Sherry. Hi, guys.
Hi, Sherry.
Great to see you. Boy, we got a jam-packed show today, especially because we weren't here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all of yesterday's stuff to get in and today's stuff, and we've got new stuff coming in today, including... I could not be happier.
Yeah.
I have my copy of Listen to My Heart. Oh. Lessons in Love, Laughter, and Lunacy by Cody Gifford.
Look at that.
Oh, man. Get out your brown bag and get set to upchuck.
Even the picture on the cover is as syrupy and as sappy as it could possibly be.
And if anybody saw the Regis and Kathy Lee show today, we got too much stuff to do in the opening break here. I'll devote a segment to this later in the program. She absolutely set an all-time low today. An all-time, well, I guess for her, an all-time high at being so phony.
Right.
Her rap was today, and she got that thing where they're in a wide camera shot where it's both of them.
Right.
And then they just zoom right in on her, so she has to turn to the left and look at the camera. And she says, and I want to urge everybody in all the cities to start their own Cody and Cassidy house.
Oh, no.
If you're not as, I understand if you're not as, what she's trying to say, if you're not as rich as Frank Gifford and she, then maybe you can't. But for those who can, start a house and name it after your children.
So in other words,
so you'll have a lasting legacy.
She's speaking to society people all over the country that obviously are her legions of fans.
With leeches. Her legions of fans with leeches. So we'll get to that in a moment. Also, I did want to mention, you know, this thing in Oklahoma City, which happened 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't here yesterday. We were here Wednesday when it originally happened. I just think it would be a colossal waste of time for us to get on the air and talk about what a disaster it is.
Right.
Only because now, that's pretty much what you're hearing from everybody. And I'm not saying that we don't feel that way. Yeah. I know that to a person, we all feel the loss. But at this point, what's productive? And I'd have to say the same thing about the TV coverage. How many times do I have to hear a guy come out and say, you know, I found a baby's finger.
Yeah.
That's
so exploitive. It's amazing.
You know, tell me, what was it like when you had to amputate the woman's leg? Was there a lot of pain? She was not able to have a painkiller. And then I turn on NBC this morning, and they got the stupid graphics on, and they got the terror in the heartland.
This, I'm not sure exactly when this came up, when they started doing this.
It was during the Gulf War.
Was it the Gulf War? And it might have even been during the hostage crisis, too, where they were using those kind of, you know, day number 102 or whatever. But they've gone to these graphics, and man, knock it off. Mm-hmm. I mean, this, it's bad enough. And you know, if you want to break in and say a special report, of course everybody wants to see the cover. But this crap where they have to come on and say terror in the heartland, I mean, we don't need that. I don't understand what you know, obviously they're trying to get some ratings out of it.
That's the goal of everything.
And God, sickening. And they do it 24 hours after it happens.
If you need to know anything, Buzz will break in with any bulletins of real news that happens.
Right.
But unless any real news happens, I'd like to think that this show would be kind of a diversion.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want anybody to think that we're not being respectful towards the situation in Oklahoma City, but I don't see what good we'll do flapping our lips at this point, talking about how bad it is.
Yeah, the only thing I wanted to say is that it just seemed to me that, you know, the people, that everybody that I've seen as far as doing the rescue work and everybody that's working out there, that city does seem to have its act together.
Yeah.
That they've got an awful lot of good people, and with the way they responded to it, I was pretty impressed by that.
And it does seem just a tad exploitative. Every single radio and TV show you see, you know, they go, we really care. Now, you know, and I don't use Regis Philbin as a guy. We really care so desperately. We all saw the picture of the firefighter. Let's go live to our reporter at Oklahoma City. Well, Regis, there's lots of blood here.
I only wish for one thing with that is, you know, they said, Buzz, I guess you said they had a suspect in custody already.
Yeah, in fact, we have his name now, and we know a little more information about all the men who are being sought.
Now, this would be the perfect example. This is actual news. Please inform us.
Okay. Federal law enforcement source says the man arrested in Oklahoma today in connection with the bombing is Timothy McVeigh. There are no other details on him from the feds. However, ABC News, for example, is reporting that both he and the other man pictured in the composite sketches that were out yesterday are both demolitions experts on AWOL from Fort Riley, Kansas, and that they are both perhaps connected with an organization known as the Michigan Militia. There are two other men associated with that organization who are being sought at this time, Jerry Lynn Nichols and James Douglas Nichols. Right now, the feds have a farmhouse belonging to one of the Nichols brothers surrounded in Michigan. They're either about to serve a warrant there, or they are about to go in and look for evidence connected to the bombing.
Michigan Militia, a white supremacist organization? Is that what it is? Do they have any details on that?
I don't know enough about the organization yet. It's been around since the Revolutionary War, but it's an organization that's been very heavily involved in, for example, the bombing of the cult compound in Waco, Texas, 2 years ago this week.
Okay.
All right. So if there are any bulletins like that that come up, we'll let you know about them. But otherwise, we will try to be your oasis.
Yeah.
In this otherwise screwed up world that we live in.
Good.
Next item. How about this? A press release from our station in Portland, Maine. This one I am framing and putting up on the wall now. This is how, and I was told that this was reported last night on the news on the Portland television station.
Good.
This is how you do it. Press release, 970 WZAN. Here's the headline. Geronimo wins debate over Governor Angus King by forfeiture. Don Geronimo of the nationally syndicated Don and Mike Show has won a challenge debate with the governor of the state of Maine, Angus King.
There you go. That's what you wanted.
The governor was the first political leader to come out in support of TV Turnoff Week next week. King declined the debate invitation on April 19th. Geronimo's co-host, Mike O'Mara, was scheduled to be the debate moderator. Don Geronimo, a self-proclaimed TV viewing expert, said he would figuratively kill King in the metal cage TV turnoff grudge match.
They didn't need that self-proclaimed thing. You're a certified expert on that.
Geronimo feels that today's generations have been shaped and molded by TV since the TV era began in the 50s. He said the debate would last, quote, less than 10 minutes. Governor King felt the forum for the debate was not serious enough. The governor takes TV turnoff week extremely seriously, said John Miller, one of the governor's spokesmen. Miller also stated the governor declined an invitation to appear on a panel on TV's Donahue program. Uh-huh. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara both own satellite dishes and multiple television sets.
Oh, God, that's great.
The Don and Mike Show is syndicated to 40 markets by Westwood One Entertainment. The show's been a tremendous success on Hot Talk 970 WZAN Portland. In one rating period, the Don and Mike Show has rocked to number 2. There was previously no recorded listening to WZAN.
Man, I love to hear that.
So, thanks to them. That's how you handle that.
Suitable for framing.
Absolutely. Great job.
There you go.
And any word on Sonny Bono? You know, I'm still up for this.
We haven't confirmed whether Mr. Bono even has a position on the issue.
Well, I'm sure he's politically correct like all the rest. Diana, have you heard from Sonny Bono? Could you tell me if it doesn't violate one of your 10 rules of life? The 8 rules. Oh, I'm sorry.
8 rules.
Diana's 8 rules of life.
On the wall.
They're on the wall out by her office.
Uh-huh.
I got to rule number 2, and I had to stop. My eyes started to bleed. I said, wait a minute, hold on. These can't be my Diana's rules.
You started trembling out of control.
Here she is. Hi, Diana.
First of all, I did not. It's not like I placed those rules outside my office. That is not my office. That's something that Jimmy has posted.
Okay.
Jimmy the intern.
Okay.
And, Listen, and, and, and,